Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information. Ours to Protect is brought to you by Southeast Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Annobay Ramsar site is a large and very sheltered estuarine system with a narrow outlet to the sea and extensive mud and sand flats, salt marshes and sand dunes. It contains natural examples of marine habitats and natural wetland types which are representative of the Atlantic biogeographic region. Kathleen Kinsella, coastal farmer on the shores of Annobay Ramsar site.
I'm 49 years farming in Annobay. I came from a farming background. As a child, I knew a little bit about farming.
As summer comes to an end, all farmers are turning their attention to the winter months and the hardship that brings.
Farming in Annobay is brilliant summertime, May until October. From October then into the year, sometimes the high winds and the high seas is not so nice. But when you live there for so long, know a little bit about what to expect. When you see the high tides rising, you just get used to it. And my wish for it is hopefully more and more younger farmers will take part in what I'm doing.
As much as farming is a big part of Kathleen's life, so is the environment and protecting the environment.
I love nature. I've always loved nature. And I think Annobay is a special area of conservation, and I just don't want to see that gone. Farming is a trial run of its own. I am an old-fashioned farmer, thankfully, because I have my hedges and the old nature is still out there, and hopefully it'll retain.
Coastal farming is a relevant category of analysis of farming systems. A greater diversity of farming systems exists in coastal strips than inland at the regional scale. So we asked Kathleen about the farming that she herself does on a day-to-day basis.
Well, at the moment, I have a suckler herd, not a major suckler herd, small, and I also have some tillage. I sow my own crops to feed my animals. I like self-sufficiency.
We also looked at biodiversity with Kathleen and asked if enough encouragement was out there for farmers to protect the environment.
Yes, it is very important, and it'll have to happen, because look at, we've run away with ourselves. Life has changed so much. And actually, just to go back to the virus, unfortunately, the pandemic, people suddenly realised what nature was, what was like, actually what it was like even to be able to take up a phone, say hello, how are you, and even better still, to write a note to someone, which we haven't done for years. And that is what makes my mind, that's what makes me think this is what it was like in the 50s.
Of course, we would never reveal a lady's age, but Kathleen is proud of the years she has undertaken and the work she has done. And with a number of years under her belt in farming and paying attention to climate change, she has seen the effects firsthand.
I have indeed. And only in the latter few years, you can see the high tides, you can see the bits of land being washed away out into the bay. But it's fantastic to see a younger generation, thankfully, taking up farming in a different way. Because it's needed, it's wanted, and there's particular young men down there, and I'm proud of them, because for the simple reason they started up something, they took a chance, and it's like milking cows again. It's a 24/7 certain times of the year, only the difference is their harvest is at Christmas when ours in September.
And finally, as we conclude our feature on coastal farming and protecting our climate for our grandchildren and beyond, we asked Kathleen about hope and if she has hopes that future generations will look after our environment.
I do. You have to have hope. Because look at our older generations. They worked hard. They kept these places. We inherited them. And thankfully, we still have them. And it's lovely to see the younger generation coming on to do the same.
Ours to Protect is brought to you by Southeast Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. For more information. Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.